You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Without further ado, Kristen Shelton joins us here on 98.7 ESPN to talk all things Rangers. Kristen, thanks for joining us again. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How you doing?
I'm great. Thrilled to have you on. One thing that we do know about this series is both goaltenders have been exceptional, over 92% save rate, and defense has been great as well. I mean, the under really has been paying off in every single game in this series. Talk about what you're, I'm assuming you're expecting more of that tonight here in New York, right?
Well, I would think that the way the series has gone, I don't see them changing the recipe now for game six on either side, really. I mean, this has been such a tight series. There's been so much back and forth, so much, intensity, and you've had the one goal games, you've had the games that are tight right to the end. And there's just been so much, I think, that we've seen throughout this series that's hinged on, as you say, great goaltending, great defense, and just the ability of these players to handle the ebbs and flows of a game. I mean, we talk about all the time, high-scoring series or trading goals, but it's actually mentally, I think, tougher sometimes to be in those low-scoring games where you know that at any moment, there's going to be one breakthrough goal that can ultimately decide things. And that's kind of how it's been in this series where, they've taken their time and feeling each other out, and then you're getting these great saves and the defenses have really come through. But offensively, it's felt a little bit more hesitant. And I would think tonight this is when the Rangers really have to just put the pedal to the metal up front, really test Carolina early offensively, and just not play scared. Just really fire the puck on Antti Raanta. Like, just put everything that you've got on him, because he has been so good in this series. But there's always that chance, right, where if this is when you're going home, you don't want to look back and think, oh man, we didn't test him enough, we didn't challenge him enough. He's clearly their best player in this series. So if you're the Rangers tonight, you've just got to be thinking those first 10 minutes, it should just be an offensive fest of just testing Raanta as much as possible and really getting that tone set for the rest of the night.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the only way a puck's going to go in the net is taking more and more shots. The Rangers only had 15 shots at the net the last game. Gallant came out and spoke to the media and said that it was, one of their worst performances of the season, and he sounded really disappointed. Here's my question to you, and I would imagine that the media have asked the Carolina Panthers this. This was a team that they were tied in the NHL for the lead in most regular season road wins. So what gives now in the postseason? I mean, could it be that now the cream has risen to the top? Obviously, they're playing the best of the best. But what is it that when they hit the road, they are not the same team that they are at home? Like besides the home crowd and the energy and all that, like, have they given any more insight and reason why they're struggling on the road like they are?
They haven't specifically, and in my experience, it's just one of those things where once something starts to become a trend, especially in the postseason, it just gets in your head. Somehow it's because, we know that athletes are creatures of habit. We know that they rely so much on routine, and it's almost like a weird extension of that where something works for you or doesn't work for you, and you just kind of go with it, and it becomes a part of the fabric of what you believe about yourself and about your team, and how much it manifests, I think, from game to game. Obviously, is strange in this series how Carolina really looks so different on the road. They look so much more hesitant. They look like they're not as engaged. There's just so much about being away from home, that they just don't seem to be able to carry that same energy into their home game, or sorry, into their road games. But I really think there was just something that started in that series against Boston. They could just feel that they were better at home, and then they didn't have the same, they didn't have that same success on the road, and then it just becomes a part of your narrative as a team, and it's unconscious. You don't mean for it to be that way. It's just you think in your mind, you know, this is how it is. We're not as good, and you try to tell yourself that's not the case, but I think it's just a little bit of that mental hurdle. And you know, luckily for them, I guess they've still got a chance to take this back to back to Raleigh for game seven. But if you're the Rangers, I mean, you just not only, you know, given what tonight is, and it's such an important game, but they know that they're, you know, they get this to game seven, they're gonna have to beat Carolina at home, and obviously no one's been able to do that yet in the postseason. But when it comes to, you know, the Hurricanes, if they have any kind of, you know, mental block to playing on the road, that's where for the Rangers, you've got to just make them uncomfortable early on tonight and make sure that you're really setting that tone being at home, and letting them know that, you know, this is not going to be the night where they break that streak of no road wins in the playoffs.
You know, you talk about the mental aspect, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on that, right? That the Rangers knowing that this is do or die. They lose, season's over, and then, of course, the Canes get ready for the Lightning. The Rangers are 3-0 in elimination games. And again, they're home. We just spent the last 3 minutes talking about, you know, home and home ice and how the Canes have been struggling. But also, do you think mentally in the back of their head, sense of urgency. Again, Rangers know this is do or die. Win, you advance, lose, you're golfing tomorrow, you know, tomorrow morning. For the Canes, they're like, you know what, we lose here, we dominate on home ice. So going in, you're just kind of getting the sense of urgency is going to be on the side of the Rangers tonight.
Yeah, I think that you can look at urgency from both sides, and you can say, yeah, there's an urgency obviously on the part of New York to obviously extend the series, and they don't want to go home tonight. But then there's also urgency from, I think, Carolina, because you think about the Lightning, they've been sitting around for several days now, and they're just resting, and they're already the two-time champs. So if you're Carolina, do you really want to, you know, have to go play this game tonight, go back, have a day off tomorrow, or a day between games, and then play another game, and then you're going to have to roll right into that series against the Lightning, who have been waiting rested for, you know, however many days by that point. So there's urgency on their part, too, to really, if they're going to, you know, get this done, let's do it, and let's get ready for what's coming. Let's try to get a little bit of rest here. And I do think that there's, you know, that's something that New York's going to have to be ready for, is there's going to be pushback from.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Carolina as well. They have, you know, a vested interest in, you know, kind of getting things moving along here too. So at the end of the day, the Rangers can only control what they can control. And that's honestly the biggest cliche, but it's so true in these elimination games. And they've been here before. They've climbed the mountain. I think they had, what, 27 come but from behind victories in the regular season, which is a ton. They were that team that was just never out of it, and they're not out of it now. Carolina's a good team, but New York's a good team too. And I think when it comes to urgency, you want to play urgent, but you don't want to play too desperate. You don't want to play so desperate that you're getting away from your game plan, or you're not, you know, focusing on the things that have made you a successful team. Like, just play the way that got you here, and, you know, mix in that sense of, hey, it is do or die, but we know how to manage these moments because we've done it before. We've been in these shoes. It's not something that is new to this group. And I think that's where they do hold the edge over Carolina, is that, you know, when you can't manufacture that ability to, you know, to be able to come through in these pivotal moments and to capture these victories that are the hardest ones to get, And the final win of a series is always the hardest one. So it's, I think the pressure is probably more on Carolina in that sense than it is on New York. And New York should just go into the game and just think, hey, you know what? We got nothing to lose. So I may as well leave it all on the ice because, you know, there's no tomorrow unless we create it for ourselves.
I like it. Before I ask you about the Avalanche win over the Blues last night, whoever does win this series advances and takes on the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Lightning sitting back, of course, watching to see how this series develops. What do you think is the better matchup for the Lightning? Who do you think they are rooting for to advance, the Rangers or the Canes?
That's an interesting question because I think with the Lightning, I mean, you talk about great goaltenders. I think that the Lightning would probably, from a goaltending perspective, knowing how much Andrei Vasilevskiy has meant to them, they'd probably like to avoid Igor Shesterkin. They'd probably be thinking, hey, you know, nothing against Antti Raanta, who has been absolutely fabulous in these playoffs, but Shesterkin, the season that he's had, the way that he has come on in these playoffs from where he started, that's a dangerous goaltender. That's, you know, that's a guy that maybe you'd like to avoid if you're Tampa. So maybe you're hoping instead for Carolina and just the way that, you know, they've had such a great season too. But, you know, obviously the Lightning, they score a lot. They like to be really offensive and they have a great defense as well. But maybe they like the matchup a little bit better against Carolina, maybe feel like they could outscore them a little easier than New York, who obviously have some great offensive presences there that we've been talking about all year. Chris Kreider, Zibanejad, Panarin, and on. So I would think if you're the Lightning, you're maybe hoping that the Canes get this done tonight or get it done in Game 7. And then the least of the problems that they would have is, which great goaltender they want to face. But I think the Lightning might like to avoid Shesterkin if possible.
Again, Christian Shelton joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. And before we let you go, the Avalanche took care of the Blues last night, 3-2. For a minute there, you thought the Blues had it, especially towards the end of the second period with the momentum. But as we know, the Avalanche, they scored two goals in the third period. So now it's Avalanche and Oilers in that series. First game is on Tuesday. Break down that series for us. Do you think that goes the distance? Who do you think prevails in that matchup?
Well, I think the hockey gods have given us all a great gift in Nathan MacKinnon versus Connor McDavid. And, no disrespect to Kadri or Leon Draisaitl or the other great players that are going to be in that series. But I think this is one that you're going to see so much firepower. You're going to see so many goals scored. Of course, you can say this now before it starts, and it'll probably end up being every game will be like 1-0. But there's so much talent on both sides. So much offense. I don't see this being a real defense-heavy series. I think those goaltenders are going to be busy. I think Darcy Kuemper and Mike Smith are just going to it's going to just be puck flying because that's what both these teams do so well. And at this point, you know, you think about how far the Avalanche have come. It's one of those rare years, right, where we're really seeing like the top teams and the top players really be the top teams and the top players. And this is a great matchup. I think from an offensive perspective, it's going to be so fun just to watch happen. So I'm really looking forward to it. And if you're even the most casual of hockey fans, I think you'll be tuning in every night just to see how these sides are going to be exchanging offense. And, you've also seen some emerging, some emerging unsung heroes. You've got Zach Hyman in Edmonton. Look at the guys that have contributed down the lineup for Colorado as well. Darren Helm, of course, his goal last night, a really big one. So there's definitely the top-tier talent, but both these teams are sneaky deep, too. So I really like it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm heading to Denver for it. So I'm really hoping to see 7 in this one.
Fantastic. Great stuff, Kristen, as always. Really love having you on. Make sure everybody you tune in to ESPN and their coverage, and you'll see Kristen again, as she said, she's heading to Denver. Thank you so much. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend, Kristen. Thank you.
Yes, you as well. Thank you.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.